understand macabre what's going on with Diamond Sinclair. First time with Yud Gimel Gimel. Simon Yud Gimel, Steve Gimel. Simon Yud Gimel, Sif Gimel. This is very important stuff. Very awful, nice stuff. That is his Simon Yud Gimel and Simon Yud Dal, which we're going to cover tonight.
What king's this?
Thank you.
It's from Flight.
Very nice. Where
is it from?
Right.
Hands.
Where is it from?
Okay, shh, guys. Everyone, please, still my voice is not 100%. Go ahead, turn it on. The lights are turning. What? Just give it to other guys. Make sure the other guys get. Killers, you got some cookies?
Killers, goodies.
I'll take anything I can.
No, it's not. No citrus on it.
Yeah, but you're not wearing the blanket. You're using it as a blanket.
No citrus on it.
You're using it as a blanket or
not? I'm not cold. I'm not cold anymore. They shut off the air conditioning.
Anyone on a blanket?
I wasn't sure about
me.
They put it
on. Okay. Shh, guys. We must begin. Yud Gimel Gimel. Okay. So, a little. Before I read the Mechaber, so basically there are two problems. There's two issues when someone has Yud Gimel Gimel. There's two issues that one could come upon if they have puzzle tzitzis on. Okay, on the pasha level, both of them are applicable on Shabbos, and only one of them is applicable during Chol. On the server, we're going to get to explain as we go further.
Oh. Why'd you do that?
Aye, could you please turn that off? Turn those lights off and keep the other ones on. That's fine. Whatever, how it was before, keep it.
Okay. Was it like this?
No. Other way. There you go. Yes. Thank you.
Sorry. Good job. I wanted
to
you're getting married.
Dan. Quiet. Everyone quiet. Guys, shh. So... Pashut level is two problems. Number one is the problem we've been talking about up until now. Up until now, we've talked about the issue that if you have puzzled tzitzis, you're mavatal mitzvahs asay. The Torah tells you that if you're wearing a four-color garment, you have to put on tzitzis. Right? You have to put on tzitzis. Therefore, if you're wearing a four-color garment with puzzled tzitzis, you're not fulfilling that mitzvah. Therefore, you're mavatal mitzvahs asay in the Torah. Okay? That's one thing. And Shabbos, you have an extra problem. On Shabbos, as we talked about already through the Simon Yud Gimel, you have an extra problem that if you have puzzled tzitzis on, it's considered a muscle, it's considered as you're carrying on Shabbos, and if you would carry in a Rosh Hashanah, you would be chayv achatas b'shogeg, you'd be chayv mazid with edus and hasra, if you did it mazid. Okay?
I can go with you right
yes.
Now.
So we said, we talked about early on, we mentioned the Gemara says, Bishas. If you're Mavatam Mitzvah, yes. If you're Mavatam Mitzvah, even if you do not wear tzitzis, no punishment. Shemayim, it's not good. Okay, now, Shabbos comes in, guys. Shabbos comes in, so there's a big machlokas. So the Pashup Shat. Is that Shabbos? You're mevatel mitzvah asay. If you're not wearing a four corner garment, you're mevatel mitzvah asay, and this is the sheet of the Mordechai. Shabbos, the same thing applies. Comes, I believe, the rush. Comes the rush with the big grace of chiddush, and it's brought down the Mishnah Berurah, and this is how we pass it. Okay. So it comes. Yeah, the Mordechai holds also the Bosh Begad, but he sees us Gamashavish Gish Bitalase. But there's a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos tells about one of the Amoraim, Ravina. Ravina was walking, and someone saw that his house is Nitzal, the Carmelis and Shabbos. And they have a whole discussion, and whatever the discussion that comes out, that a talus that is only that is possible on Shabbos. that was walking on Shabbos in the Carmelis. You do not have to tell him, and because of Gadol covered a Brias, because if covered a Brias is no docha this sister over here, and therefore you should not tell him. So comes, I believe, the Ri holds like this. So here's, listen guys, the whole svara is the only problem with wearing tzitzis that are apostle is the problem you're mevatel the mitzvah assay, right? You're mevatel the mitzvah assay because you should be putting on. Comes the Ri and says a big kush, it makes a lot of sense. On Shabbos you do not have the sister. On Shabbos there's the Issa Doraisa, the bitl mitzvah Doraisa does not apply on Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos it's also to make tzitzis. You can't tie the knots. You can't do that. You can't make tzitzis. Therefore, if you're wearing a four-quarter garment without tzitzis, you're not mevatel mitzvah asay because you can't do the mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah. It's not shayach for you to do the mitzvah right now. Therefore, you're not mevatel mitzvah. You're not mevatel mitzvah.
What? Don't put it on Shabbos. If you know that you can't do it on Shabbos.
You're not mevatel mitzvah though. Why can't I wear? I want to wear the shirt right now. I can't fulfill the mitzvah. It's not my fault. I can't fulfill the mitzvah right now. Therefore, the Ri says you're not the issa d'oraisa mevatel mitzvah does not apply on Shabbos. What?
Why didn't
you know? Listen, oh. Because there was a second problem with it. The other problem with Shabbos of carrying does still apply. That still applies. The problem still, if you're wearing a puzzle of tzitzis and you're wearing strings that are puzzle, it's still considered carrying on Shabbos. That is still applies. That's the point. That's why I didn't tell him. Exactly. That's why I didn't tell him.
No, but even if he would have told
him. Everything hopefully will get explained. Hold on. Let me finish. Okay. So therefore, the two Isurim, one applies in Chol, one applies in Shabbos, Pashup Shabbos. Comes to the Magen Avram, and says, even Shitas Ri, even though there's no Issa D'Oraisa, Bittul Mitzvah Aseh, nevertheless, it's still an Issa D'Rabbanan. So Shabbos, even though it's not Bittul Aseh Mid'Oraisa, nevertheless, there is a Bittul Aseh Mid'Rabbanan, according to the Magen Avram. Okay? And the Ri. So we're dealing Magen Avraham in Shitas Ri. He's explaining Shitas Ri. He holds in the Ri, even though the Ri holds there's no Issa D'Oraisa, nevertheless, there still is an Issa D'Rabbanan.
He's saying the Ri holds that?
Yeah, he's saying the Ri holds that. Correct. It makes a lot of sense that not to come to do it during Chol, there's a lot of things that you can come to be nifshal if you don't want it to look like you wear four corner garments without tzitzis. Anyways, so that's the Magen Avraham. So let's see the Mechaber now. And see how things come about now. In no de lo b'Shabbos k'shuv b'Carmel shatal shalom posel. If someone mentions to someone else when he's in a Carmel, so Carmel is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We hold there's different Rishuyos and Shabbos. There's one that's just a Yochid, your house, let's say, is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is, let's say, the middle of
Times Square.
Okay, that's, let's say, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And there's a Carmel is somewhere in between. That it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but it's not necessarily a place where a lot of people go. Let's just do that. It could be that nowadays almost everything's a Carmelis. We're not getting into that discussion right now. He tells when he's in a Carmelis, Shatal Shal Apostle, that the talis that he's wearing is Apostle. Lo Yisrenu Mi'alav, he does not have to take it off, Achi Agila Beito, until he gets to his house, the Godol Kavod Abrias, because greater is the worry of a Kavod Abrias for you to have to take off your clothes in the middle of Rosh Hashanah and make your clothes off in public. It's embarrassing. Therefore, there's a thing of Kavod Abrias. We have a Kavod Abrias. We have respect for people. Therefore, the respect for people here overrides the Isser Durabunan of carrying in a Carmelis. And therefore, there's no problem.
And you said that, like, they'd have to take off all their clothes to take off their tzitzis.
In the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, Pashup Shad, if you were wearing, all you were wearing was a shirt, you're wearing a shirt, and the tzitzis were nisal, and you were in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, you would have to rip it off in front of everyone on Shabbos.
Can't you just
Once again, you're wearing a shirt that has four corners, and you have tzitzit on a shirt, you would have to take off your shirt in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. This is a Carmelis. Guys, everyone's got to pay attention. This is a complicated stuff, you got to pay attention. Carmelis, Rosh Hashanah Rabbin.
You still wear shirts?
Yes, that's what it is. That's what mitzvah tzitzit is. That's what the mitzvah tzitzit is. That's what people used to do. Okay, that's when you're outside. Comes the Ramon and says like this, even a talis cotton, it's under your clothes, ain't tzarech lifshot. You don't have to take that off either. V'hu adin, and so is the din. Im nifsach echad atzitios, if one of your tzitzis has fell off, umisbayish leishev below talis. And you're embarrassed. All you are, you're embarrassed to sit in the shul. You're in the shul right now. You're not outside. There's no problem with caring. You're in shul right now. But the problem is you're embarrassed not to wearing a talis. You have a talis over your clothes. And you're embarrassed not to wear the talis. The yuchol lov shul below bracha. You can still wear this talis without making a bracha on it because it's not kosher. Mikoach kovod abrias. Because of kovod abrias, you're still allowed to wear the talis. Why? Why? What? Because why not? Why not?
Because you're over the four corners. You have four corner baggage. You have four corner baggage.
Very nice. It's Shabbos, so we said before, there is no Issur d'oraisa, once again, of Mivatal and the mitzvah on Shabbos.
You're not carrying, you can do it in the shul.
Of course not carrying. How can you carry in the shul?
No.
There's only, as we said before, there's no Issur d'oraisa on Shabbos if you're wearing a towel without tzitzis. Therefore, all there is, according to the Magen Avraham, is an Issur d'rabbanan. And we said the klal is, Isser of the Rabbanan, for sure, is thrown away for a covet of Brias. And over here, there's covet of Brias. It's Docha the Isser of the Rabbanan.
Why is there so much mention of covet of Brias here and not by other things?
What do you want to where else does covet of Brias apply?
Probably a lot of places.
Where? First of all, there's the first Gemara that talks about it over here. And that's I'm going to be in the covet of Brias, so tell me. Find a place. There's a covet of Brias.
Wait, so here, what's covet of Brias still there?
Kavod Abrias is Docha for sure at the Rabbanan. Now we're going to get to, let's see, what about the... Over here, there's only a problem with there. Sitting in a shul on Shabbos with puzzled tzitzis, there's only an Issur d'Rabbanan, at most. There's no Issur d'Oraisa because you're not caring, and there's no Issur d'Oraisa of Bittul Mitzvahs Asay according to what we hold, because on Shabbos, there's no problem of Mivatul Mitzvahs Asay because you can't put on tzitzis, as we said. Magen Avraham. But according to Magen Avraham, there still exists an Issur d'Rabbanan, and nevertheless, but that's still pushed off because you're that's on Shabbos. Now the Ramah comes and goes on further and says like this. V'davka b'Shabbos, also lasot tzitzis. V'davka b'Shabbos, it's also to make tzitzis, like I said before. Avol b'chol kai gavna osir, but on chol, to sin the show will be osir. So what is the Ramah talking about? What is the Ramah exactly talking about? So if you look at Sikot and Tazayin, so the Magen Avraham comes with another chiddush. The Magen Avraham comes with another chiddush. I'll tell you it outside first. The Magen Avraham is bothered. But there's a Gemara that's mashma that even by Issur d'Oraisas, b'shev al taisa, it's docha for kavod abrias. Meaning Issur d'Oraisas b'shev al taisa without doing an action to be over an Issur d'Oraisa, that's also docha. So the Magen Avraham wants to be mechalik. The Magen Avraham says a chiluk like this: in a case where there's, and he gets this from a Tosfos in Erchin, I believe. Tosfos, I don't know. Tosfos in Erchin, I believe. And he says that Tosfos in Erchin is mechalik between Gnai Gadol and Gnai Katan. Gnai Gadol and Gnai Katan. Okay? What's the chiluk? If something is really embarrassing, if something is really embarrassing, the Magen Avraham says, that's docha, even in Isser d'Oraisa b'shev al taisa. If you're not doing an action to be over the disgrace, you're just being passive.
For
Gnai Godos, that's our example over here. You're sitting in shul with puzzled tzitzis. You're not doing an action.
You're
not doing action. You're mevatel mitzvahs asay b'shev al taisa. We're talking about chol now. We're talking about during the week. During the week, it's mitzvah d'oraisa. You're saying, so therefore, he holds Gnai Godos, that's a very big embarrassment. Then, you don't have to worry about the covenant of Brias Docha. But Gnai Koton, this is a little embarrassing. That's only Docha Nisad Rabbanan. That's only Nisad Rabbanan, not Nisad Doraisa. Okay? So he's once again, he's mechag between Gnai Gadol and Gnai Koton. And that's what we'll see inside. That's Zayin, awesome. I am a Magen Avraham Shemasik. The Mashem Machmir Ramah Bechol. That which the Ramah is Machmir and Kol. Because Pashat Pashat of the Ramah, he's saying this whole thing of sitting in a show with Puzzle Sitz Talis, it does not apply. On Shabbos it applies because there's no Issur d'Oraisa Mivatul Mitzvahs Asay. But on Chol does not apply. But the Magen Avraham says like this: Shemati Demashem Machmir Ramah, that which the Ramah is Machmir Bechol, Lo Kayamashe Katu B'Tchila Va'Filu B'Talos Katan. He's not going on that which it said before at the beginning of his words Va'Filu Talos Katan. The B'Talos Katan, he knows the Lo Shatzis P'Sulon. If you don't think your Talos Katan is Sitzis Ar P'Sulon, the Yeshlo Gnai Gadol L'Pashto Mitachas B'Gadov. It's very embarrassing to start ripping off clothes even from under your shirt. whether you're in a shul or whether you're in public, ain sarich lepashto. You do not have to remove it. The begnai godol docho kovod abrias afilu isa daraisa b'shev al taisa. Because by a gnai godol, it's docho kovod abrias even by an isa daraisa b'shev al taisa. Okay, but he says achzarch lemar lech lebeisel lebeis shivnei beis gnai shivshev sham. You should at least run home and try and change your clothes there. So it's not you're not sitting in the isa daraisa. But nevertheless, for this couple of moments in show right now, you do not have to go and rip this off. So, halach lamaisa is also a very important mission. Bro, Sivkon yud beis then. He says like this: Va'ayim b'achronim, she skima da kol toli b'rotzon ha'ish halovesh. Imu misbayesh, yachol lebosh lebrachav. Aval imein misbayesh, ain't kind of heter the kavod abrias. So this whole thing that we've been talking about tonight, g'day godol, g'day katon, Shabbos, chol. It's all playing on what the person feels. Okay, also. We're dealing with, as we said a second ago, we're dealing with Isurah Daraisas of its whole. So, we don't just set clawing that this is always Gnai Gadol, this is always Gnai Gadol. It depends on the person. If a person feels this is going to be extremely, extremely embarrassing for him, so that's Tocha Nisa Daraisa, B'Shev Al Taisa. If he doesn't feel so embarrassed, not so embarrassed, then it's Tocha Nisa Darabonin. If he doesn't feel embarrassed at all, and he doesn't think there's any problem at all, so it's not going to be even Docha Nisa Darabonin, because there's no Kavod Abrias involved. So it depends on the Talia. That's Halach L'Maisa. So Halach L'Maisa. On Shabbos, if you're in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you would have to rip off your clothes, even by, so when this Magen Avraham will come out over here. I don't know. So over there, it's going to be different, I believe. The only time that you're going to have to rip off your clothes, for sure, is in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos, because that's you're over in Isidore Isa. That's not Sheva Al Taisa. Because every 4 hours you make, that's a Maisa. Every 4 hours you take a Rosh Hashanah, the new Isidore Isa. So in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and your Shabbos, you find false scissors, you would have to rip them off right away. Unless you did like one of the eights of Rav Nevinsol that we talked about last week, you could say that you don't want the tzitzis to be kosher or anything, to be potter. There's a couple eights that you could do. There's also another eights that you could do. We'll discuss when we get to Simin Yudal. 1 second. And Shabbos in a Carmelist, not only if you find out, you do not have to take it off, but even so, the Mishnah Berurah says for sure you should not tell your friend. In the end of Sifkon Ted Zayin. And it says, if you see someone whose tzitzis are possible and he's outside, lo yomer lo achiyavo lebeito. Don't tell him until he gets his house. You should call him back into the house. Call him into the house and then tell him there. Okay. So if you're in Shabbos and it's just a rabbi,
if you see your friend anywhere there and you don't tell him, are you like?
Over here, you're dealing with also Kavod Abrias, also about there. So I'm not. Good question. I believe over here because of Kavod Abrias. I'm not sure. I don't know for sure. I'll ask from them and so. But I think my heart tells me that over here that even if he's in a Shusarab,
in general,
for sure you have to tell him. For sure you have to tell him if he's going to listen to you.
If you don't, then are you
after? That's all. Didn't for sure you have to tell your friend. If you know for sure he's not going to listen to you, he's going to get angry or something like that, then that's a different story. Chabetz Chaim talks about these things. Okay. So that's by Shabbos. And if he's in the base Knesset on Shabbos, you really do not have such a problem. All you have is the Isser Durabon that the Magen Avraham tells us about, because there's no problem carrying, and there's no problem of the Bittul Mitzvah Asay because you're in the Shul. Because it's Shabbos, I'm sorry. Therefore, you only have the Isser Durabon, therefore, even by Gnai Katon, you're allowed to keep it off. So therefore, even if somebody would be embarrassed that all other married men in Shul are wearing talisim, and I'm not gonna look like I'm not wearing a talis. That's embarrassing to him. So even that's just gnai katan. He's allowed to wear his talis even though it's possible in the Shul until for the rest of the Shul. What? He can't make a bracha. We don't make brachas on
talis. So what he should do is he should give him a different talis to wear so he can make the bracha or what?
Well, for sure, if you get a kosher talis, for sure that's better. There's no gnai and there's not anything.
So
he's talking
about
Make it on tzitzis. Because we get pots made from someone else's bracha, that's better. He's not wearing a towel at this point. He's wearing a puzzle towel. It's nothing.
Oh,
he's just wearing it because of the Kavod Abrias. So when he gets home. Okay, is everything clear?
crystal.
There is a sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan that holds that these arguments of the Magen Avraham has, that he could never be overness in the Raisa, even in the Sheva Al Taisa. He doesn't the Aruch HaShulchan, but the Mishnah Berurah seems he brings out the Magen Avraham Halacha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah passes. And one more thing of the Chiddush, the Magen Avraham brings one more Chiddush at the end of Sifkan Dead Zion, the last line over there. He brings one more Chiddush. He says, "This is Okot of Magen Avraham. Dim ain sittes ba'ir dino b'kol kamo b'shabbes. If you're in a place, even during the weekday, and you're a place where you can't get sittes, it's not applicable. It's not fathomable that you can get sittes right now." Then the din is just like a Shabbos, because you're doing all that you can do. You cannot do the mitzvah of putting on tzitzis right now. So therefore, the same thing would be applied over there in the chol as it would be Shabbos. Okay, that is the end of Siman Yigimel. Important stuff. Okay, that is. But the guys, it's very important. I mean, we're talking about Bapa mitzvahs deraisas. We don't just do that. And you have to give up to be over a lotas senator. You have to give up all your money. To do a mitzvah asa, you have to give up 1/5 of your money. My rabbi in Chicago wants to give an example. If let's say you're in the middle of the freezing cold winter in Russia, right? In the middle of the freezing cold winter in Russia, and you had no coat. Sakaras nefashis, right? And you had they were saying one coat was full of shotness. So did you have to buy the coat? Are you allowed to buy the coat? You're allowed to buy the coat. Why? Because the gunner is the fascist. But let's say they had two coats, one in shatness and one didn't. The one without shatness was selling for $10. And the one with shatness was selling for $10. And the one without shatness was selling for $1 million. No. Which one do you have to buy?
Which one do you have?
You have $1 million. Obviously, you have and you have exactly $1 million.
So you
have to pay the $1 million for the shatness coat.
Let's say you don't have $1 million.
What?
The non-shatness.
For $1 million for the non-shatness coat. Sorry.
What if you don't have
$1 million?
You buy the
coat. But if you have the money, you have to give up all your money not to be over in the rest. That's how important mitzvahs are.
What if you know you're going to die or not?
Let's go. So you're dollar. Just give me an example.
Where do you see that?
It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara brought down to Shulchan Aruch also. I believe it's... I don't remember. But it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch. A couple times. It's brought down... Get there. Okay. You doubt. Since it's Shasan Eino Yehudu Apostle, Dichti Dabar Avnei Yisrael Afuke Eino Yehudi Vayisha Kshir Lasosan. So, up until now we've talked about Goyim before. This is the second time we've talked about Goyim. Earlier on, if everyone, guys, please. Guys, we talked about earlier on about Goyim and Sivan Yud Aleph, whether a lot of Bitova the Tzitzis. And over there the problem was what? What was the problem over there? If a Goy did it?
That he didn't have
the right Shabbat. What do you mean? Well, it's not Lishma. Yes. What's the problem over here?
It's
not necessarily a problem with Shema over here. The problem here is the Ikar didn't go in or did not work. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Dabir al B'nei Yisrael v'martalem v'asulam tzitzis. Okay, it says, Dabir al B'nei Yisrael v'afuke the goyim. So goyim are not allowed to make tzitzis. So if the Ikar didn't, you could have a person standing over his head telling him to do Lishma all day long. And he could be yelling out Lishma, I'm doing this Lishma. It will not work. He's a goy. It does not work. Okay?
Lishma work for spinning them? Not for actually.
Correct. Lafuke any of the. But the Machar Pasma Isha Ksher Lasosan. Because he holds, when it says Dabir al B'nei Yisrael, it's coming only to exclude goyim, but not to exclude women. Not B'nei Yisrael, but B'nei Yisrael. That's not the. It's B'nei Yisrael, but not goyim. That's going to be the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is going to hold like that. Yes, sounds familiar. I don't know.
First pair.
Okay.
First.
Okay. The Ramah though, the Ramah argues. The Ramah argues. The Yesh Machmirim La'atzich Anashim Yasotam V'tov La'asos Kein L'chatchila. He brings out there are Machmirim that require men to do it and not women, because they hold also B'nai Yisrael is coming to La'afuke B'nos Yisrael, and therefore you would have to do it. You have to do it like this. It says V'tov La'asotam L'chatchila. So it sounds like the Ramah is passing this, is the Mishnah Berurah passing this, is L'chatchila. L'chatchila were Machmir for those Rishonim who hold that you have to do it this way, but b'di'evid, even if a woman did it, even according to Ashkenazim, it would be fine. According to, sounds like according to Sfardim, even the chatchilu a woman could do it. According to Ashkenazim, better for a man to do it, but b'di'evid would be still kosher if a woman did it. Okay, and once again, so now the question is that's Sifal. Sifal was talking about. There's a psul, so see, it's going is a new psul. It's a chisorin in itself of the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's not a psul in lishma. When it comes to Sif Beis, though, the question of Sif Beis now is, you get the Sif Beis, is, yes, we know you have to davir b'nei Yisrael, there's a din in, it has to be made by a Jew. And that was not a problem of lishma, but the question is there also a din lishma when you're making the tzitzis? Is there also a din lishma? We know that a Jew has to make it. But now there's also, is there a chiyav of din lishma? That's the deal. That's what we're dealing with in Sif Beis. Hitl Yisrael titzis bebeged below kavana, not done lishma. Im ein titzios acherim achshir yislismach al Rambam shemachshir. The Rambam holds that there is only a chiyav of making titzis by a Jew, but does not have to be done lishma according to the Rambam. The rest of the Rishonim hold it has to be done lishma. Making titzis has to be done lishma. Therefore, the Mechaber is saying, if we pass him like those Rov Rishonim, that you have to do Lishma, but Bidi Evid, as we're going to see, Bidi Evid, according to Rambam, if you do not have another choice, you could be Somech on these things. Avalo Yivarach Allah, the Mechaber says, but we do not make a Brach on Tzitzis like this. So therefore, it has to be done Lishma. You have to make this Lishma. You have to have somebody who's making Tzitzis, it has to be, knows what he's doing. Correct. As it says, so the Magen Avraham asked the Kash over here, well, why do we have to be Somach on the Rambam? What do you need the Rambam for? If you don't really hold like the Rambam, why do we have to be Somach? What's the case you have to be Somach on the Rambam? All you have to do is untie Tal the Pierce and untie his tzitzis and retie him the Shema. Well, what is Somach on the Rambam? So that's where the Mishnah Berurah comes in. The Mishnah Berurah said, brings it down. The middle of Sifkot and Zion. The middle of Sikkot and Zion, the bottom, the second last line of the page, he says, "V'ein lomar yatiru mi'abegav yasavinim bekavano shei mitzvah." Don't say that he has to untie them and then put them back with kavano. Why? Yesh lomar demayishu samach l'shabbos v'ein shalos latirim naksharim. Maybe he's talking about a case where it's 5 minutes before Shabbos. He put on a new big new tzitzis there for Shabbos, and he realized he forgot to do lishma, and he's not going to have another pair of tzitzis for Shabbos on this case. So you're not going to start untying tzitzis and retying them. You're not going to have time. Therefore, he says to be samach on the ram and wear the tzitzis. Inami, or the case Shenipsach Echamir Oshav. If already one string got completely cut off, right? One string got torn down. We know after it's made, it's still kosher. But if you'd untie it and retie it again now, it doesn't have 12 gudolim, it'd be puzzle. So you can't untie it. It's not a choice to untie it. So in this case, he says you could be Somach on the Rambam.
What would be Somach on the Rambam if you can't make a bracha?
He's still a guy in the mitzvah, according to the Rambam. He's still a guy in the mitzvah. He's a guy in the mitzvah without a bracha. Brachos are not ma'akev mitzvahs.
What does the
bracha do? It's the hit of the mitzvah. It may bring kedusha to the mitzvah. It's a very important part of the mitzvah for sure, but it's not ma'akev.
The Rambam also holds that you don't have to do any
lishma. No, the Rambam doesn't hold you have to do tliya lishma. You don't have to make the tzitzis lishma. Okay. How much has to be done lishma? What has to be done lishma?
First nine.
So, the tliya, when you put it in through the hole, it should be done lishma. And even more importantly, the first two knots and the krichos in between. This part of the tzitzis. This knot, these krichos, the wraparound, and this knot. Okay? Because you have to do kesher. You have kesher elyon is daraisa. Yeah, but we say that once you have come up from the beginning and you continue, it's as if you don't have to keep on saying lishma the whole time. We say it goes after what your das is at the beginning. Well, you all have to do is have das at the beginning. And then it's good enough for the rest of the time.
Everything?
No, you don't have to do that. You do it all at the beginning. Even if you stop making your tzitzis and you came back to it later, now it's better to do it, say I'm doing the lishma again. But I think over there, b'di'evad, we still say that we assume that you're still doing it like you did it originally. You're still doing lishma. Okay, and as I spoke with B.J. Frankel and his Harusa, so there's a kasha though. The Bir Halacha comes into the big chiddush. The Bir Halacha comes, I don't know if it's a big chiddush, but he's afraid to say it, but he says it. At the end of Bir Halacha, Dibur Masel, Lo Yivarech Halach. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines before the end of the page. Aval, right after the brackets. Right after the brackets is Aval. Aval, im hu ba'atzo hitl b'stam chuti atzitzis bebigdo. If a person comes and stam starts putting tzitzis on his beged. Efshar degam la rush b'zeh stam l'shmokai. It's possible that even according to the rush, which is the Shari Rishonim, holds that stam, he's doing l'shmok. Because why would he be putting on tzitzis on his? Why would somebody be putting strings on a beged if it was not to do a list for tzitzis? Why would also somebody be doing such a thing? And especially in our talesim that are miyuchad just for the mitzvah of tzitzis, they're not just a shirt that we put on tzitzis. It's for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Everyone knows why they're putting the tzitzis on the beged. They're when he puts on tzitzis, he's putting it on the shape tzitzis. V'dumya d'may David Maganabes v'tuka tov kuf peitetsi kol dal b'shem Ravaza in sham. V'kol ze katavti rak lahatzik a minag shlo nagul azar b'zeh. And I just wrote this in order to be matzik the minag, in order to make favor for the minag that people are not careful in doing lishma. But a Zohar and a Yuri Shemayim should say it before I'm doing the Shem Tzitzis. Therefore, the Bir Halachos Chiddush is very clear. When somebody, even if somebody does not say before I'm doing the Shem Tzitzis, but if somebody comes and starts putting strings on the beged, why is he doing it? Why else would somebody be doing it? Obviously, he's doing it for a mitzvah. I mean, he's doing the Shem Mitzvah. Therefore, says the Bir Halacha, if we ask for the Evid, that if someone did not do it, you could assume he was doing the Shem Mitzvah. He's doing this, as he says, to be Matzik, the Minog. No one else says this clearly. None of the Rishonim say this. And therefore, it's a very scary thing. So therefore, don't, for sure, not to be Somach on this, the Chathchilo. Everyone should say, do the Shema, but this Bir Halacha is what to be Somach on in any case. Good. So the question is, what do you have to do? So the Mishnah Brot, do you have to say Lishma, the question is, or do you have to just think Lishma is good enough? So and the Mishnah Brot, Siv Kod Ches, in the end, three lines from the end of it, he says, Al Kain, Tzarech Lizar L'chatchila Kolam Atliya Bebeged, Sheyotzi B'Svata B'Feirish. He says, over there, three lines from the bottom of Siv Kod Ches. End of. You should try and be careful to say they have the words coming out of your mouth. L'shem mitzvah tzitzis. L'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Okay? That's, where's he getting this from? He's getting it from. We do it by when a sofer is writing a Sefer Torah, when he's writing tefillin. He also has to say it out of his mouth. And then L'shem Kedusha's tefillin. Kedusha, when he says Hashem's name, he has to do it. L'shem Kedusha Hashem. There he has to say it out of his mouth. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach argues with this Mishnah Berurah. He argues with his Mishnah Berurah. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach holds that only time in Halicha Shlomo, if anyone looks up, Perek Gimel Os Lamed Aleph. He holds that Lichatchila over here by Tzitzis, by Lichatchila over here by Tzitzis, one could only think in his head that's good enough by Tzitzis. Why? He says the only time you have to be Yotzeh B'Sfasov is when you're doing something for Kedusha purposes. Meaning, when something has Kedusha. Tzitzis don't have necessarily Kedusha. It's called Tashish Mitzvah. It's something we use for a mitzvah. It's not a kedusha. Tefillin have kedusha. A sefer Torah has kedusha. A mezuzah has kedusha. When you do something for kedusha, it has to come out of your mouth. Where does that come out of your mouth? To infuse the lishma into it. But when we're doing it for like Tashin's mitzvah, he says this is the reason why none of the Rishonim say anything about saying it out of your mouth, like they say over there by tefillin, mezuzah, and sefer Torah. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman Aleph says, over here, b'machshava, for sure, even l'chachila works. Mishnah Berurah agrees that b'di'evid machshava works over here. That'll be fine. He said, only l'chachila you should say it in your mouth. But for Shlomo Zalman Aleph holds l'chachila, that you could say it, that you could do it only b'machshava. Okay?
Where is that?
It's in Alicha Shlomo Per Gimel Os Lamed Aleph. Correct. That's what I just said. Okay.
But there, the whole thing has to be.
What?
They have to.
We'll get the tefillin. Okay, that's you're giving on base. That's you giving on base. Sorry, David. Yes, the first two knots and the krichos in between. That's the most important part. Okay. What about a cotton? Sorry, what about a cotton? So the sikon dals is v'tov la'asos. V'chein roi v'nachosh lo asos l'chachil atos since the beggar shall godol yidei cotton pachos v'yigil shonim. V'chachil you should not have a cotton making your tzitzis for you. And he says brings down the mouth of Narsos Chaim is mekel for cotton do it. Nevertheless, it sounds like Mishabro does not like this heter so much. So therefore, one should not have a cotton making tzitzis for him. The Berlocha didn't like it so much either. Okay, Yud Dalad Gimel. Another very important. This is a very, very important thing. Everyone's got to be very clear on this din and Gimel. Hashoa mechevoro tal sheinu mitzuyetzes poter milahatav tzitzis kol shloshim yom. Dechtiv kisu tzcha velo shel cherem. If someone borrows a beged of four corners, someone borrows a shirt from his friend, it has four corners on it. He does not have to put tzitzis on it for the first 30 days. Why? Because the public says, "Kesuscha, your garment, and not someone else's garment." About after 30 days, but after 30 days, chayiv midrabbanan. It's only a chayiv midrabbanan. This is the same thing by renting a house for 30 days. Also, not put potter mezuzah until 30 days, where it's chayiv midrabbanan.
What shanis?
Shanis is answer always.
You have to check it right away.
For sure. The nation nearest Kishalo. Why is it not in their button? Because now after 30 days, it looks like it's yours. It looks like you're wearing your own garment, and it's going to be this is their button.
It looks like to me.
Why does it look different?
It doesn't look different, but it looks like it belongs to you. You've been wearing it for so long. You've had it for so long. There's no problem with Marzain. The only problem with Marzain is only when the Rechachami said it's Marzain. Over here, they did not say it's Marzain.
What does it look like?
The other persons. No, it's other persons. Ramah. And if you return them after 29 days and they get it back again, they're not mitzaref and it's still fine. You don't have to put tzitzis on it. You need 30 days straight.
What about if you give it back?
30 days,
you give it back then. And since most people like switch their talis and shabbos, therefore, like, you're going to wear out 30 days. You okay?
I don't know. Shala kashimitsu yatzes. Shala kashimitsu yatzes. If you borrow it when it's already has tzitzis on it, the varach alamiyad, you can make a brach on it right away. So what's going on over here? Got tzitzis on it. Okay. Why if it's mitsu yatzes, now you can make a brach on it? Why? So if a person gives it to you as a loan, so it's just she'ela. It's just a borrowed thing. It's potter and tzitzis. We'll get to the second reason that you can make a brach on that also. But when he gives it to you with tzitzis on it, he give you borrow, let someone your talis call your tzitzis. You know, why is he borrowing it? He wants to fill the mitzvah. What's fulfilling the mitzvah? You do not fill the mitzvah unless it's yours. Correct? Unless the tzitzis belongs to you, you don't have to fill the mitzvah. Therefore, when a person lends you a tzitzis, he wants you to fill the mitzvah. So therefore, he's going to give it to you in a way, we assume he's giving it to you in a way that you can fill the mitzvah. How's that? So he's giving it to you as a matan al-manasa achzer. He's giving it to you as a gift. He wants it to belong to you, so you can have it, so it's yours now, so you can fill the mitzvah midaraisa. And then when you, but I'm an ass, then you give it back. Correct. We're an ass about the same. Guys, you don't have time. We don't have time for everyone's comments. Sorry, everyone's got to hold back on their comments. They want questions. If you have a serious question, you can ask. But I don't think everyone's got a lot of things. There's a ton of stuff to say over here. Okay. Therefore, because out of this halacha, number one also is, if someone walks into the store and we want to try on the tzitzis in the store, is there a problem with trying the tzitzis in the store, even though they're not yet skilled, because they don't have to try it? There's no problem, because it's only considered borrowing at this point. It's not yours. It's not chayiv tzitzis. So you can put on a four-corner garment in a store without having any problem of wearing the tzitzis. Shh.
No.
The apostle says this. How can you make a brach? How can you make a brach? What? No, he doesn't. He wants you to buy his garment.
He has to say it.
He has to buy the garment. No.
Give it to you.
He does not have to say it. That's not
give it to you.
It's not correct. We're talking about putting on a four corner. He's not If you're putting on an apostle garment, how can you make a bracha? We're talking about walking in and putting on an apostle garment. I said, can you put on an apostle garment in the store? It has no stitches on it. How can you make a bracha? Okay. There are, so Sikon, I want to go to Sikon Yidal. Sikon Yidal. We said, Shalk Jimutsiyas Mavarach Lamiyad. You can make a bracha right away. Sikon Yidal. Sikon Yidal. V'yesh machmir rasoim shalom v'arich alam kein natam milo v'feresh v'matan al menachas ha'achzer. There are those who hold that you're not allowed to make a bracha unless he gives it v'feresh as a matana al menachas ha'achzer. Ach rov ha'achronim, but nevertheless, most ha'achronim maskimin l'psak ha'shulchan aruch. Most ha'achronim agree to the psak ha'shulchan aruch that you can make a bracha on our problem. V'atam hu, the reason is, that daita ha'achy yeshilol shivarach la. Because it's his mind, when he gives it to you, he wants you to make a bracha. And since he cannot make a bracha unless it belongs to him, therefore he's giving it to you as a matan al achzer. For sure, it's better when you're borrowing the tzitzis to ask the person, "Can I have it as a matan al achzer?" This is dafka talking about where he borrows a garment that was miuchal for the mitzvah, for tzitzis, like our tzitzis nowadays. But if someone borrowed his blanket, let's say, you know, even though it's chayv and tzitzis going to mitzvah because he wears it all the time, and he wants to borrow someone that's lending to someone else, that would not be necessarily fall in this category. It's not clear that you're doing l'shem mitzvah tzitzis.
Just like walk around
the house. Right. Barak, Kevin, Shabbatuach, Rubo, Ozim, Otzim, Lodas, Mishom,
Mitzvah.
Wait,
but didn't we say... Didn't we say before that if all four corners are like in the back, then you're not... The blanket, like the corners are all over here.
That's you wear,
like,
he wears it wrapped over.
No, but it's all meant to be two in front and two in the back.
But if it's a beggar over the vision, rock me even Jacob Ruba, Simotis, Lonas, Michel Mitzis, the Chenim Shal Talus, La Losa Torah. Also, what about borrowing a talus when you get an allele or when you're diving for the moment? Do we make a bruch or not? If Shal Talus, La Losa Torah, if you borrow someone's talus to get an allele or to daven or for Dukhaning, for Dura's Khanim, She'ena Ol Mishum Ka Kavod, so it's for Kavod at Sibor. Ain mevorach in a lot. You do not have to make a brach on it. Do liar return lashil rak lebash lechud v'lo lak naslo. Because maybe in this case he was not giving you as a matan al manas aser. He saw you're not doing it for your mitzvah. You're only doing it for covered tzibur. So maybe he's only giving it to you as lending it to you just so you have it for the aliyah and not as a matan al manas aser. If he says a matan al manas aser, it's not a problem.
You
make a brach. So therefore, you're buying a talus. For sure, not to make a bracha. And there are those who argue and say, in any case, you make a bracha. Al kain, katov v'derech chayim. The derech chayim therefore says the yoter tov in this case she chavin b'chol ela shavolik nos. It's better to have kavana not to be konen. K'day shalo yitzdarich levarach lekuli alma. Then according to everyone, you would not have to make a bracha. Levan me'atal shalbeis. Except for a talus that you borrow for all of davening, that obviously you're going to fill your mitzvah with you have it. So this derech chaim to me, I saw it in the sefer. I do not have shot this derech chaim. This is a very pelotic derech chaim to me. Why? What's the derech chaim saying? You have a suffix here. According to derech chaim, you have a suffix. What should you do? According to what a pain says, that it really he's giving it to you as a matan al maasa achzer, therefore you should make a bracha. And one opinion says, no, he's giving it to you as only a sha'ila. He's only letting you do, therefore you should not make a bracha. Therefore, what does he say? Say, I'm not going to take it all, and therefore, for sure, you don't have to make a bracha. What's the answer? According to the opinion that says he's giving it to you as a matan al maasa achzer, and now it's really yours, and you're saying, no, I don't want it, you're mevatel the mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis. Meaning, you're saying, I don't want to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. You're not mevatel the mitzvah like we were talking about before, but you're choosing not to mekayim the mitzvah. If you put on this talus right now, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah del rice of tzitzis. And what's the derech chayim telling you to do? Don't do it. Why? Because it's a suffix bracha. Because if it's a suffix, a bracha, will they make a bracha or not? We're going to mevatel for the mitzvah of tzitzis?
the pillow. He saved the pillow. Why not just put the talus on and don't make a bracha? Worse than the worst here, Makayim Mitzvah without a bracha. So I don't have shayla. I believe if you look in, there's a sniff to what I'm saying is for sure correct. There is a ritva. I don't remember exactly where. There's a ritva that it sounds like the Sker Chaim, that for a suffix bracha, it's better not to be Chaim the Mitzvah if you don't know to make a bracha or not. We don't pass like this, really, I believe, and it's prefers in Alicha Shlomo. In Alicha Shlomo, Perkov Beis Sif Aleph, it's near that he'd be cholik on this Derech Chaim, like I'm saying right now, because of this rain. Alicha Shlomo, Chav Beis Sif Aleph. Okay, we're getting to Wachum Aisa. So I just want to point out, the Derech Chaim I don't understand. I don't. Because that betalisa shalish prati. All that we're talking about is talking about borrowing someone else's talis, a personal talis. About betalito shalkal, but the talis is of a congregation. Kein shalano mitzuyos v'batei kinesios that are found in the shuls. Sarek levarich lav kuli alma. There you make a bracha. Avila kishlov shirak lavar l'tnei. There if you're only wearing to be a chazan or los the Torah, because the talis shalkal died to nachi kanua mitchila. Because this is the reason why they bought the talis in the first place. Shikovi shalosh shayyelo kmo etro. Okay, that's what he says. That's what the Bar Mishnah says. But nevertheless, so Allah l'maisa. What? I don't want to get into it now. But by that stroke, the whole kalabai is that stroke. Everyone's doing it in order for everyone to fill the mitzvah, and that's where they fill the mitzvah. Wait. Oh, I'm gonna get to Allah l'maisa. Allah l'maisa. Halacha l'maaseh, what do we do? An ish prati, if you borrow someone else's talis just to go out with Leah, we do not make a bracha. We do not make a bracha. We're not to make a bracha. David, grow up a little bit.
Does that include things like
Hagbah, CFI? Yes, everything like that. Anything that's for covenant people. Yes, everything. But what about over here at the Kal? It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is saying, though, if you're borrowing the Shul's talis, you would make a bracha. So there is a Bira Locha. There is a Bira Locha that brings out an opinion not like this. It's the Bira Locha, the end of Bira Locha, Dibur Maschil, Kshayla Kshimitsu Yatsis, which is the last Bira Locha on this page. The end of that Bira Locha, he brings down a different opinion. I'm not getting into it, I'm not going to read through it, but anyway, he brings down a pin at the end of the Beralach, if you guys look there, that says, even a tal shakal, if you're only wearing for something for covenant tzibur, not to make a bracha. And I saw Rishon Zalman Orbach writes, also in Alicha Shlomo, that the minig is not to make a bracha on even tal shakal. That is found in Hilchot Tzitzis, it's Perek Gimel somewhere. And Alicha Shlomo, he says, not to make a bracha on tal shakal. And Dr. Nevinsel says, you can if you want to. That's what he told me. If you want to make a bracha, you can. There are people who are annoying to make a bracha, there are people who are not to make a bracha. So, Allah Maisa, for Bergeritz writes, Allah Maisa, something bracha is a hakka. It's better not to. But there is definitely what to be so mechan if you want to make a bracha on the Talmud Shakal. Rishon Zalman says the meaning is not. Yeah. Correct. Yes. Okay, that is a lach l'maisa over by the Tazkal. Also, yes.
Like
shouldn't do it for sure not. Okay. And the other thing over here that comes out over here, Lach Lamaisa, and it's not so Lach Lamaisa, but the Rosh's Chiddush over here is even if you borrow the garment that is four corners that does not have tzitzis, and you put on tzitzis, even though it's potter from putting on tzitzis, if you choose to put on tzitzis on it, you can even make a bracha on it. So the Rosh Hashanah is nowhere. It's the same thing as just like a woman is potter on mitzvah asei shazman grama, and we make brachas on it. So it's over here, even though you're potter on putting tzitzis on it, nevertheless, you can make a bracha on it. Without getting into it, that's nispush at all. Not push at all. If you look at the, you can read Rav Nevinsel, Steve Ramassel, Kamo on Steve Cotton Tess. He talks about it over there. There's Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Magen Avraham.
it talks over there, and it's Gufa Kasha because the Mechaber says. Anyways, I'm not getting into it. Anyways, Dalad, Sif Dalad. Another very important din. Motor li tol talas chavero, lebarach lavivashi kapel tol imet samik kapels. I said one other thing is before in the Sif Gimel, I just want to point out that I don't even know if the Mishnah Berurah got into it or not. But the fact is, if you borrow something, anytime you borrow something out, it's a matana al menas lahachzer, it's al menas lahachzer. You have to return it. You have to return it in the same way. You have to return it in the same condition. You have to return it to another person. If someone lends you his talis, he davens at the 7 o'clock minyan. And he realizes you don't have talis, he gives you to it for 8 o'clock minyan. And you don't, and obviously he gives you the matana al sinahasr. When does he want it back? He obviously wants it back before davening the next morning. So if you don't return till after minyan for him, it could be that you're not yotzir mitzvah, you're could be a goslin, you could be you're not the kind of mitzvah. Since you didn't fulfill your t'nai, the t'nai is al menas lahachzer, and since you didn't return in the right time, it could be that you're not yotzir mitzvah. Dalad. So now we're getting dalad. The concept is people like to do mitzvahs with their property. People want to do mitzvahs with their property, right? What's that called? Nichalele inish la'avid mitzvasa b'mamone. Right? It's good for people to do mitzvah with money. Therefore, it says if you find someone's talus and you don't have your own talus, you're allowed to borrow his talus without him asking him permission. Why? Because the stomach is a chazaka that he would want to give it to you. Okay? Atanai, she kapo tal mitzvah kapalus. That you fold it up exactly how you found it.
What if you might want to use it?
That's it. If you think you might want to use this, it's a problem. The Ramah says, "Vuah din betfilin." Same thing by a tefillin. Aval also lemov esfarim shel chavor below daito the chashirim shemay yikra osam. But when it comes to svarim, no. Because why? Because you might rip them and it might be bad.
But you might also damage the tefillin somehow.
Much harder to damage the tefillin.
So
much harder to damage the tefillin.
His point on number one is very much hard. So alach lemaisa. Dr. The Magen Avraham writes, it seems like from the Magen Avraham, the reason why the Svarim, no. So it seems like by the Svarim was, if you look at the Magen Avraham, that Svarim used to be very, very expensive. That Svarim used to be, before they had a lot of printing and stuff, and it was very hard to get certain Svarim, they were very, very, very precious to people. Therefore, you couldn't just borrow the Svarim. So it could be, not that they don't want to say this, Allah Lamaisa that you can, but it could be that there's a Svar to say nowadays, there's so many Svarim, and Svarim are very cheap. It's very easy to divide it that you would also apply the principle of Nichol the Leinish Love in Mitzvah Mimoni, also in Svarim nowadays. There's another Kula that the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, that if you just to Ma'ayin for Svarim, just to open up for a couple minutes and to look at a Sefer, to look up halacha, to look up something very quickly, the Aruch HaShulchan writes also cool that you can do that nowadays. And that's not to ma'ayin by, not to use it for a long time. But according to that same svara that I just said, according to what I talked about from Nenzel, from Smug and Avraham, that it could be that dafka by citizen film, which are very expensive, very people are very makadan, you would not be allowed to borrow nowadays. So you have to use your head. And for sure, as Mr. Burari points out, that if you know the person is makbid and he does not want you to borrow it, for sure you can't borrow it. And also the Prima Gunam says, as Mr. Burari brings down, that if the guy's there, the guy's just on the other side of the base medrash, you can't just borrow without asking. You have to ask him then. It's the case talking to him, you can't, it's impossible to ask him. Yes. He says you can't use it without permission, so that could be much different. As Reberkowitz says, Alach Lamaisa, use your judgment. That's all. Alach Lamaisa is you have to use your judgment. See what the case is, what the scenario is, who's the person, what's going on over here, what's the community like, what is the man. You have to take all these things in consideration. And to also know yourself. If you're mocking up people's property and you're not clumsy and you take care of other people's things, so it could be more of a reason to use it. But if you know that you're not so good with people's things, you drop your phone sometimes and you rip your pages of your farm. Don't borrow other people's things. You have to realize you're dealing with other people's things. You have to be mocking other people's things much more than your things. Okay? Sif hey, talos of shutvin chayav v'tzitzis d'chtiv al kafei b'dihem. A talos of partners is chayev b'tzitzis, because it says al kafei b'dam. Therefore, if two people own a garment of tzitzis, it's still chayev and tzitzis. Make a bracha on tzitzis, and all these things still apply. That is by a tal shel shutfin. Okay, shutfin means partners. Partners. Okay. If anyone wants now, I'm going to give a quick introduction to Sif Tav. Simit Tezvav, and I can feel bad anyone wants to leave, but I think it's very positive. Simit Tezvav is very difficult, and I'm going to give a very quick introduction to Simit Tezvav. It's fine.
And then I got stuck in an interview with
okay. Okay, one second. Simit Tezvav, very quickly, I just want to say there's three sheetahs over here. I'm doing it for Sif Gimel. For Sif Gimel, it's a very long sheetah. The problem the Gemara says, if your tzitzis rip within three tefachim of the corner, not to sew them up. That's a Gemara. The question is why. Three thumb breasts of the bottom of the tzitzis don't start resewing it. The question is why. So according to Rashi, there's a new gzeira over here. We have a new gzeira found by a tzitzis. We're afraid if you sew up your beged, what's going to happen? You're going to use one of the stitches that you actually use to stitch as one of your tzitzis strings. And it's not a tzitzis string, it's connected to the beged. It's sewn into the beged. It's not kosher for tzitzis string. So therefore, it's a gzera that you're going to use that tzitzis string for one of your tzitzios, therefore you cannot do it. But it's kosher. We're not saying that tzitzis are possible. Tzitzis are kosher. You just can't stitch them back up. That's all we're saying. According to Rav Amram Go, there's two opinions in Rav Amram. According to the Rosh and the name of Rav Amram, it's talking about where it completely ripped off. Therefore, he says you cannot sew the whole thing if it's more than 3 by 3 etzbaos big. You're not allowed to, since it tore off the gamrei, you're not allowed to re-sew it back on. And according to the Muki Yosef in the Shema of Amram, the reason is, also we're afraid it's going to rip off, you're going to put it back on. But what were we afraid of? We're afraid of sewing it back on with the tzitzis on it. What's that called? Tasa v'lomonosli, right? If this whole thing came off with this string on, and now you just sewed it back on with the string on, it's tasa v'lomonosli. So then according to Rav Amram, then the Muki Yosef's opinion, all you have to do is untie the strings, then sew it back on, now you can retie the bag in. That is the three Rimech locus. One more thing that they've done in Shitas Rashi. So they come with the Chiddush and Shitas Rashi. Rashi is the most machmer opinion. Why? Because the Gzera is always going to apply. Whether it was ripped completely, not ripped completely, you could never sew anything within three tefachim. But comes I believe the Trumas of Deshan records brings down. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah also, I believe. It's going to come out. That Rashi only said it, Legabe, since we said before, if you remember in Siman, I believe, Tess, it talks about which strings you can use for which begadim. If you have a woolen begad, what's the only kosher strings you could have? It's wool. Or linen, but nowadays you can't use linen because of shanis. So only wool counts. Therefore, the gezer is only applicable, the only havamina to think that I can use the string to sew up is if I use the woolen to sew. And if anyone, you guys know, I definitely don't know, people do not use woolen strings to sew. Therefore, on this type of bag, it would not be a problem. Because you're going to use whatever kind of strings you use to sew, they're going to sew up those strings, and there's no gazer over here. You're not going to be afraid you're going to use the strings for scissors, because it's not kosher for scissors. And for this type of material won't help this type of bag. Therefore, that gazer doesn't apply. The only time a gazer would apply is by, let's say, a bag that would be shy after you might still come to sew it up with that kind of string. It would be only a problem to sew it up with the material of that type of bag. Okay? So, cotton is not a problem because you're not going to use the cotton string because cotton string wouldn't work. Therefore, the only time it would be a problem is by cotton begging if you want to sell the cotton string. Okay, that's just a good introduction. I'll help you out with some as well. This is a difficult simon.
Shkoyach, guys. Everyone, guys. I see you guys are not.